The Rain Podcast Business Summit 2021 from New York.
Thank you guys so much for having us and giving us 20 minutes to talk about this. Really, really appreciate it. Matt, Alex, assume you guys are there. I see Matt's video. Alex, you on as well?
I am here.
Awesome. Well, listen, we are the sort of representing team from the iHeart Podcast Network. We're the podcast division inside iHeartRadio. This medium, as everyone on this within earshot knows, has exploded. And what is the most exciting part of it for us is pushing the boundaries on the different kinds of content that podcasting can make, can claim to try to experiment with. There was a lot of stuff that I think initially, a lot of genres, a lot of formats that people felt was a no-go zone for podcasting. Genres that maybe felt very visual, food, travel, that suddenly you see incredible podcasts in that space. But in the past, really 2 years, there's been innovations on the front of fictional storytelling. It's not new to podcasting, but the amount of great fiction content being told in podcasting is new. This sort of theater of the mind, really pushing the boundaries of it. We're experimenting with what we call sort of the social media formats of podcasting, trying to push out audio episodes that are a little more bite-sized, erratic publishing schedules to push the medium a little further there. And then another, the third is 3D audio. In the last year, we built a show in 3D audio or binaural audio. We fell in love with this way to tell stories and recently put out notice that we were actually starting our own sort of banner under which we could make a lot more of this stuff, iHeart 3D audio. The two producers on our team that are behind that effort are Matt Frederick and Alex Williams. They're on with me today. Matt and Alex are not new to podcasting. They're sort of the OG army of original podcast producers who've been at this medium a long time, pushing and pulling different ways to tell a story of podcasting. But I'll sort of tee them up, and then I'll have you guys give your own backgrounds. But some of the biggest podcasts in our medium, period, Matt and Alex produce. They shepherd for us entire slates of shows we make with Aaron Mankey, Cabinet of Curiosities, Unobscured, 13 Days of Halloween, Tenderfoot TV, the entire Monster series has Matt and Alex's hands on it. And a lot of our fiction stuff, most recently Tomorrow's Monsters, which launched about a month ago as the number one fiction podcast across any app where we could check anyway. Matt, how did you get into podcasting to start with? Just really briefly, where did you come from and what's your background? Because I always think that's an interesting framework to understand who you're hearing from is where they came from originally.
Absolutely. I started with this company called How Stuff Works in 2006, just as an intern. And really, I was a video production student, and that was my trajectory. And when I first got there, we were focused so wholeheartedly on video and article content. And we were looking for another way to package that stuff and to get it out there. And Apple is doing this new thing called podcasts. And we were fans of, you know, Ricky Gervais and some of the early creators there. So we tried to do our own thing, and we made a little show in one of our video studios utilizing some moving blankets and some video audio gear that we had. And we created Stuff You Should Know and, you know, Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, and all these things we lovingly refer to as the stuff shows. And that's really how it started. It was what is this new avenue to get our content out there, and how can we make it something interesting? And I think we created some of the most compelling podcasts out there when it comes to learning something and just being in a conversation with people that you want to be your friends.
Alex, what about you? Before podcasting, what were you doing? And I frame it another way, sort of what previous jobs, experience or framework do you bring to the table when you make just audio today?
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess it's a little different than Matt's. I mean, we both came up in video. I was mostly like a freelance video editor, documentary and stuff, and like a very professional bartender. And I don't know. I mean, I've got a house full of bizarre audio stuff now. I've always been sort of, there's recordings of me as a little kid making esoteric sound art projects, is I think what I would call it. So yeah, I don't know. About 6 years ago, I mean, I met a producer here named Noel Brown, who was like, yo, this is, I was kind of angling towards, you know, film work my whole life. And he was like, yo, I never really listened to a podcast before. He's like, you probably have the chops for this. I didn't know this was a job at all. I feel like it's tailor-made for my interests and sort of my abilities. So yeah, that's a short answer. I don't know if it's as good as Matt's, but that's the truth.
It's great. It's great. So Alex, I'll hang with you for a sec. 3D audio or binaural audio. Before we explain what it is, when did it first hit your radar as a thing?
I guess, you know, maybe Matt and I were kind of just jamming about it maybe like about 2 years ago. I mean, it's not necessarily new technology, but we knew that we wanted to do something binaural, something that could really sort of A, immerse people, or B, probably just like freak people out. Like, you know, thinking, you know, in like horror space or in like kind of maybe, you know, true crime or something that was kind of, you know, artistic or unusual. I think probably we were aware of it for at least that long and very interested by the technology, but we're kind of looking for the project in which it would really sing.
Connell, I'll just add to that. I'll tell you exactly the story when I first encountered it, and it holds a really special place in my heart, and that's why I think we're so excited about working with 3D audio. So in the 90s, I was a kid. I was born in the 80s, and I went to Disney World, and there was this attraction called, I think it was called Extraterrestrial. I knew it as Alien Encounter, and I was probably a little young to experience this ride, but what you do is you go into this dark room, just a ton of people, but you have an individual seat that has speakers right behind your ears. And they were experimenting. It was George Lucas, and I forget who else was creating it, but they were experimenting with binaural audio, essentially, without headphones, using speakers that were just very close to your ears. And my goodness, that ride terrified me. It made you feel as though there was this alien being right next to you, going past you, just in, you were in its presence, and I felt it. And, you know, after that, we stumbled on this thing called the virtual barbershop that was created in, I think, like very soon after that, 96 or something. But we didn't stumble upon it until Reddit kind of showed us the way. And then we found ASMR, where you've just got creators out there on YouTube doing weird stuff, frankly, sometimes it's very innocuous, but it's just using the audio medium to do something completely different, to actually place you inside a story with a character, or, you know, in a scenario. And it really just got us excited about the potentials that, you know, it became a playing field, right? Just a place to experiment.
Apparently that ride was changed to the Lilo and Stitch ride.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. I know exactly the ride you're talking about. And I know I've done, this is embarrassing, I've done it in both its versions. I did the version you talk about, Matt. I've also done it as Lilo and Stitch, because I have like four kids and I can't not do things like this. But yeah, the experience is really alarmingly immersive. So to do this in exactly the wrong order, now let's talk about what this actually is. So Matt, what is 3D audio? What's the gear you have to use to capture it correctly? How does the post-production process change, for better, for worse, more complicated, less complicated? And then what is the ultimate, if we hit our goal here, listening experience for a fan? Like, just maybe walk us through in brass tacks, what are we talking about?
Well, ultimately you're talking about, at least in the best case scenario, you're talking about an experience where you've got a speaker on both of your ears. So headphones, earbuds, whatever you're using, right? Pretty standard stuff. It can also work with stereo speakers if you're just in an environment, but it won't have the same exact effect. Because really what we're what we're utilizing here is the way the human ear takes in sound, right? And you've essentially in your head right now got two Omni microphones that are just embedded in an ear canal. And one of the great tricks that people were figuring out early on, we're talking early 20th century, where people were figuring out how to create this effect. But, you know, it's only evolved and evolved and evolved to the point now where we've got people out there creating microphones that are Omni mics sitting inside an ear canal that capture audio almost exactly the same way your ear does. And if you play them back with these headphones on like this, you're going to experience things moving in a three-dimensional space around you, above you, below you. And really, that's what it is. Taking microphones that can capture sound that way and then playing them back and mixing them in interesting ways. You're also talking about companies like Sennheiser that are putting out plugins for editors like Adobe Audition or Pro Tools, where you can take any sound and place it in a 3D audio space. So really, that's what we're talking about here. Using that, the way your ear hears, to put you in a situation and to use a special microphone essentially to do that, or some great plugins and audio tools to create that effect.
What does a 3D audio microphone look like?
Well, I'll tell you about the ones we used to create 13 Days of Halloween with Keegan-Michael Key. The one we used is called a 3DO Free Space, and it's only about a $700 microphone. You can get versions of it that are $2,000, $5,000. You can go way up and get crazy expensive. But essentially, we just wanted the effect, and we wanted to experiment with it. And it looks like, I don't have it with me right now, unfortunately, but it looks like two silicone ears that have Omni microphones inside the ears.
Got it. Wow. And so I want to flip over to the creative process real quick. So we understand the gear. In post-production, I assume you're post-producing this a little bit differently because you're thinking about exactly where and how remotely am I going to place the sounds of the story I'm telling at what moments, so that ultimately a listener is, I mean, I don't mean this in a weird way, but in the best version of this, alarmed at the immersiveness of where the sound is coming from. But the creative process in the middle, they're actually producing a show. Alex, you told a story about when we made this show called 13 Days of Halloween. It was our first big foray into 3D audio. It's frankly what prompted us to say, let's make a bunch more of this. Let's actually put out a banner logo called iHeart 3D Audio. We partnered up with, I think, the best of the best, Aaron Mankey as the creative on it, Blumhouse Television as a co-executive producer on the series, and then Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele jumped in to be sort of the central host slash narrator character in the piece. It's a fictional piece. And when you talk about the actual production, it's all remote because this is 2020 and we're all figuring it out day by day. What was that like? You talk about there was a moment where it felt like to you, Keegan-Michael Key sort of lit up and understood, oh, I know how to play around with this gear now. And he went on fire all of a sudden creatively. Maybe talk to that a little bit.
Yeah, I know exactly the moment that you mean. We were hoping for that. We needed that moment, and we got it. I mean, so this, the super Cliff Notes version, this is it's a 13-part horror anthology series. Every episode is a different writer and a different sort of creepy guest in this old hotel. And Keegan-Michael Key plays the caretaker, think like the Crypt Keeper from Tales of the Crypt or something like that, or Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone is taking you each episode to a different room, introducing you to this guest. He's kind of questionable. You get the idea. So we have been working in the studio in Atlanta here with different narrators for each of these different episodes. And we kept seeing this moment where we'd explain the 3D tech to them. Yeah, this thing, I know this isn't like a microphone you've seen before, but like it works like this, and just like we've explained it to you folks here, and people would be like, oh, okay, I get it. And they wouldn't get it. And then we put them in the studio, we close the door, we have them put their headphones on, and they say, okay, testing, one, two, oh.
Yeah.
It's because it's uncanny. It is just, it sounds like it's right in your brain, man. I mean, like if, you know, I walked by over here and recorded it and played it for you, you would think I was walking, you would look for me right now. A car passing or whatever, you can really, it's like that uncanny, it can get into the uncanny valley place where it feels a little too real sometimes. So anyways, Keegan's in like Vancouver in a thankfully very quiet hotel room. We've got him in his closet. I've seen the inside of so many closets in the last year, just producing these podcasts. And so we've talked, you know, we've met with him. He's amazing. He's so ready. He's got the character down. His whole crew of people there, they've all good. They've worked really hard with us to get this weirdo gear to Canada in this short period of time for a quick turnaround. Everyone's good. Everyone's ready. But we're like, okay, we're going to have that moment though, because like if he's got to get it. Cause I know we've explained it to him. He says, but he won't really until we have that moment. And it, I mean, it's just like what I described. He puts it up. He's like, okay, I've got everything plugged in. This is a weird looking microphone. I've never seen anything like, oh yeah. Hello. And then, I mean, and this Connell gets some of the brilliance for this too. I mean, it was a great piece of casting, more than I could have even planned for, because he's a big guy and he's such a physical performer. And we went through, 13 scripts in a day and a half or something with this guy. And just, you can feel everything that he's doing in the final episodes, all the way through to the final mix. You can just feel all of his physicality in it because of that. Yeah, because we shipped that weirdo microphone with ears built onto the side of it to Canada.
So awesome. So Matt, when you come out of 13 Days of Halloween, and from the top down at iHeartRadio, everyone is a fan of 3D audio, including Bob Pittman. We launched this thing, iHeart 3D Audio. Mm-hmm. And the slate that we're lining up, a couple obvious targets here, a next season of 13 Days of Halloween, late in 2021. Probably do another co-production with Blumhouse TV. I know, Alex, you have a beautiful show that you produce about a season of every year called Ephemeral. We're looking at that to see if 3D Audio can add a new way to tell that story. But we're also looking across a bunch of our shows, from Stuff They Don't Want You to Know to the Ron Burgundy podcast, to see, like, if we handed this gear over and helped these creators through the process, could they do an extra episode, a bonus episode, a season with this tech? Would it give them a playground that's different, new, that's cool? It's sort of, the mind boggles when you think about a guy like Will Ferrell playing around with a 3D audio microphone. What about you? What do you think about 2021 to sort of close this out? Are you sort of scared / excited of where this is going to go next?
Oh yeah. I live in a constant state of fear and excitement just when it comes to how much awesome stuff we're doing at all times. But this is the way I think about it. Connell, you know, you've got kids. I have a son. I wonder how many other people on this call have kids. I think about the 3D audio space at iHeart kind of like Lego or Minecraft. I think about it in that there's with audio in general, there's kind of a set number of blocks that you have to work with, right? And there's rules generally about where these blocks go, especially if you buy a set that's got instructions on this is how you do it. But I think the real joy in the audio space comes when you rearrange those blocks a little differently, or you try something a little new. You go a place where you generally wouldn't go. And I feel like that's where we're headed right now. And I couldn't be more excited. And you speak to producers at iHeart and they just want to get a hold of this stuff. They want to test things. They want to try it. It's it is like being a kid again in a lot of ways, just getting to try everything you possibly could imagine.
It's really cool, man. I mean, this is the closest thing that I've seen to sort of virtual reality for the ears, and in a medium where you have so much creative freedom and so many incredible creators are jumping in every day. It's a great way to put it. It's a cool way to hand them a cool new tool to try something new on yet again. So Matt, Alex, I really, really appreciate your guys taking a half hour to talk me through this. And hopefully it's helpful for everybody to give you a sense of the new kind of stuff we're trying to do at iHeartRadio and the podcast. in the podcast section. This is why you hear folks in the podcast industry all up say things like, even though this medium has exploded over the last 2, 3, 10 years, we're in the first inning. We're in the first inning. There's so much innovation happening right now in format, in content, in genre that it's, I wouldn't in any other medium, period. So Matt, Alex, thanks again. And thanks for the rain, folks. I really do appreciate the time. Lee, I'm going to throw back to you.